Hey there, jock boy. It's time for your recovery day. I need you to get in bed today and remain there and recover fully from your last workout. You're not allowed to go to the gym today. You have to stay at home and let your muscles fully recover. Take your mind off of the gym and working on your body and start enjoying the fruits of your labor. Watch some pornography and jack off. Take a nice long bait break and admire the bodies of others. Watch porn day and night with the bros or just stare at the wall and fucking jack off, man. You need to refuel your body too. Have all the supplements, protein, and a full balanced meal while you masturbate and let your gut swell up with ultra nutritious foods. All the calories in the world that you need to feel your next workout. You have to give your body permission to enjoy the pleasure. Enjoy all that life has to offer outside of being a jock boy. It's time to fully recover and restore all of the muscle fibers that you used up during your previous workouts. Eroticize all the twitches, soreness, aches, and release all of the stress and pain that your body has built up. You need to stretch your body, make this an active recovery, and if you have the energy to, thrust your hips when you masturbate. You must sleep until your body is fully recovered. Listen to Jock Bader Hypnosis, the sounds of gay men having sex, and any audios that relax and arouse you. Shower and soak as you please, and wipe away all of the dead skin and bacteria from your Bader body, and regrow a new layer of Jock Bader musk. Masturbate all day and drink tons of fresh water. Let your body handle all of the stress. Give yourself a piss boner and strut your stuff around the house. If you think about stretching or working out, you have to stop immediately and watch some hardcore pornography. That's the only workout that you should do during a Jock Bader recovery day. Since you have the entire day to relax your muscles, get your cock head into the bait zone. Ignore all the failures in your life. Ignore all the victories too. Live in the moment and masturbate to celebrate. If you can't achieve an erection, you might have worked out too much and need a little bit less stimulation for your genitals. Maybe go for anal stimulation, rubbing the glutes as foreplay, or reach for more food to feel your penis. If you get too aroused from all the muscle you packed onto your body, come as many times as you want to, or start a cum denial challenge where you don't bust a nut until your next jock boy recovery day. You should take your mind off of working out and do your pregame rituals leading up to your next gym session. Or you could go the opposite route and set higher goals for yourself and jack off to world records achieved by athletic and attractive men in the sport of your choosing. Jack off to guys who are your complete and total body goal, who are better than you in every possible way, in order to raise your standards for yourself. Masturbate to yourself in the mirror as you flex and compliment yourself for reps. Set a new PR in masturbating your inflated ego. Go from lifting weights to uplifting yourself. If you feel like doing cardio but you're too sore to do it, then on Jock Boy Recovery Day, just start laughing at how hard your penis is. Laugh as hard as you can at just how strong and sexy your jock boy bod is. Laughter can heal you up faster and bring you back into that carefree cocky jock that you crave to be. If you need to practice reading and writing during your Jock Bader recovery, you need to just sit down and write an erotic story about you, a Jock Bader, going to the gym, lifting weights, doing every fucking workout in your fucking mind. Write stories about you masturbating your jock cock. Write stories about you just lifting a ton of fucking weight, you hitting all of your PRs, you hitting every single goal that you want to, just sit there and just masturbate your fucking day away. Spend the entire day taking photos of yourself and then editing your videos of you lifting weights. Make highlight reels of yourself. Edit photos of you putting goon captions on top of your physical appearance that uplift you in every possible way. Masturbate with other jock baiters on webcam. Write your athletic sexual resume and practice new and old bait positions. Spread your legs as far as possible, and if you're not really that satisfied with how big your bait spread is, practice on spreading it even more. Massage each and every part of your body. Inspect it from head to toe. And perform the most pleasurable forms of jock baiter maintenance. For example, if you discover a knot in your muscles, massage it until it loosens up. Make as many erotic moans as possible. If you have ointment to use up on your scrapes and bruises, keep applying the ointment until it's all gone. All of the aches and pains that you feel from your workouts should disappear. Your jock baiter recovery day should be played by ear, where you focus entirely on your body, upkeeping it, making it run more efficiently. Focus on pleasuring yourself and alleviating any and all pain. It's your day to spoil yourself, to make yourself more hard muscle than hard ship. Eroticize healing every part of your body. Relieve every ounce of stress to go from catabolic to anabolic to cock and bollock. It's time to use up every single resource you have. If you have knee wraps, wear them while you masturbate to alleviate the stress on your body. Wipes to wipe down equipment at the gym. Just use them to wipe down your place, home gym, bait cave, everywhere. Sanitize your computer. A jug of protein. Drink a shake after every orgasm. Because today is jock baiter recovery day. It's the day where everything gets replaced and refurbished. You're going to trim your hair to appear more masturbation worthy. Fill up your car with gas, or fill up your bus pass, or fill up your jock ass with a nice big dildo. Once those shelves are bare, fill up that empty space in your place with more porn, more protein-packed foods, or just stay in bed all day, like I originally told you. Masturbate to how exhausting all of that productivity sounds, and just pound your jock cock to some hardcore jock pornography. Instead of going to the gym, just sit back and turn on the TV and watch guys work out for your own sexual amusement. Keep your fucking head in the gym all the fucking time if you want to be a good fucking jock baiter. Instead of going the extra mile, just sit back and smile. Allow your body to send the blood right into your cock instead of all of those muscles. If you train every single day, you'll be too tired to masturbate. You won't recover properly. If you're running around everywhere trying to find the perfect workout plan for you, it's not going to work out for you. Instead, all you have to do is just sit back and be a jock baiter. That's what the world wants, is for you to work out a bunch and just be a fucking horny guy. If you're too tired to even jack off, or too tired to imagine a more productive version of yourself, just lay down and go to sleep. Listen to jock baiter hypnosis, or the sounds of gay sex, and don't get out of bed until you have to eat, drink, go to the bathroom, or until you finally get a big jock cock boner. The time for self-improvement has to stop right now, and you need to just focus on yourself. You are the most perfect penis version of yourself, the most beautiful baiter you can be. So just sleep and let whatever happens, happens. Let the day just come your way. Because after all, the muscle growth occurs when you're completely and totally at rest and not working out.